We are joined on Zoom by the artist they played just before 6 o'clock, Eves. Are you there?
Ives, yeah. Hi, Ives, how's it going?
Sorry. Oh my God, terrible. I'm so sorry about that.
Ives. It's close.
Oh my God, it's not even close. My bad. Anyway, Ives, we played your lovely song, your first single that you released a couple of weeks ago. We played Lonely Tears, and you've just released another song this last Friday, Heart is the Home. Tell us about it. Tell us about the record and tell us about your music.
Yeah, absolutely. So Lonely Tears is actually the second single that I've put out as part of my new album, which is coming out on the 3rd of October. I started writing music kind of at the end of 2021 while my mum was kind of moving into full-time care. She's got multiple sclerosis, so I started to really turn to and depend on writing as a form of emotional processing through that time, and these songs sort of just came into existence. So Babylon was the first one I released, that came out in June this year, and then Lonely came out last month, and I've just put out Heart's the Home. And yeah, it's really special to be sharing these songs that have obviously really been there for me and done a lot for me. And I co-wrote and produced the entire album with Mark Higgins, who makes music under Merck as well. And so it's been really special. We've been working together for almost 9 years. So
So when did you relocate to London?
So I've actually just arrived back over here. I've been traveling around. I went to Morocco and things. And so I'm only just settling into London now. It's a bit grey out there today. I'm starting to question my decision.
Oh, don't worry, it's much greyer here. I can promise you that. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's cold. No.
It's cold and wet. Hey, it's winter. Mark Perkins, a.k.a. Merck, listeners of BFM will be very familiar with Merck's work, and they've been producing music, I guess, for a long time, but they've produced a lot of wonderful artists. I saw they were doing a record with Delaney Davidson, and they do all sorts of stuff. It's kind of, how did you get to work with Mark, and did you make music over here, or did you do it in LA, or how did that come about?
Yeah, he actually also just did Marlon Williams' new album, and did the score for the documentary as well. So he's doing really amazing things. It's very special to watch him spread his wings a little bit. But we connected in 2016, so a long time ago.
Wow.
And he hadn't worked with any other artists. I think he'd been working as a session musician and making his own music. And so I sent him a couple of demos through my friend Josh, and we started, working together. I put out a song called Calling Your Phone with him, and then that was just sort of the beginning. And so whenever I write or am making things, he's always the first to hear what's going on. And we did this album sort of between Auckland, Melbourne and London, not London and LA. And I've been based in Melbourne for the last year. I'm a florist. I've been working over there. And we've been kind of producing it remotely between LA and Melbourne, which has been really fun.
Wow, 9 years. That is an amazing it's patience. It's incredible patience. Do you still like these songs? No, I'm just joking. But I do know that for my friends who are musicians, it can be agonizing to be making music for that amount of time. How did you find the process?
Yeah, I definitely took a break from sort of putting music out. I put an EP out in 2020 called Romantic, and then another single in 2021. And I just think it's such a roller coaster being an indie musician, and you got to really want it to stay on the ride. And I, took a step back, and I just sort of found myself writing so much and really just relying on music to help me with catharsis. release, really. And yeah, I sort of like found myself with all these songs, and it's sort of with Mark's encouragement that he was like, no, we should make this, and we should finish this and have it be a real thing, because then you can put it out and you can let go. And when you release music, you're like, you know, it's no longer yours. And I think it's also like, yeah, it means that you can kind of let go of like the feelings and everything that's also attached. And yeah, that is a long time though.
No, I love that. There's no right answer, I think. You know, like the creative process is the creative process. It doesn't have to come out in the next week. You don't have to write a hit song in an evening, you know. It can take years. So I love that. And tell us a little bit about the new single, Heart is the Home, came out last Friday. I mean, yeah, tell us about the song.
Pardon me?
Tell us about the song. Like, what about this one? How was it?
Sorry. Yeah. No, you're right. Hey, she started as a poem. I actually gave the poem to my ex-boyfriend for our anniversary in like 2017, so a very long time ago again. And my ex and I broke up at the end of 2023, and I again just started like writing. I was writing music just to kind of get me through the time. And I had written a song and had like the melody and the chords, and I took it to Mark and I was like, this feels really familiar. It feels like this song already exists in the world somewhere. And he was like, no, I don't think this is a thing. We can do this. And he was going through some of my poetry, and we just decided to overlay the poem over the melody that I'd written. And yeah, I put it out on Friday, and that was actually my ex's and my anniversary, or it would have been our anniversary. So
wow,
it was
a bit spooky.
It was a bit Taylor Swift-y of me. but yeah, so the album is sort of like a mixture of like, yeah, heartbreak songs and also just, yeah, life things.
Wonderful. The album is Siren. It's coming out on October the 3rd. We're going to have a listen to that new song right now. Thank you so much for joining us. Ives, song album is Siren. Thank you so much, and enjoy London. I'm sure the sun will come out and it'll be wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
All right, have a look. See you.
Ka kite. This is Heart is the Home. You're on BFM.
Heart's the home.